Riders, Rangers, and Rebels, Season 2. Shukumin Shinobi is the legendary underground toy reviewer. Dawson Rider is Awesome Rider. And Jedimon is sleeping.
Hello, welcome to our Season 2, Episode 34.
I still Tenso.
Yay.
Because it's
the new RR special.
Yes.
It's only 20 minutes.
New special, never before seen, Nickelodeon event. It's just an hour-long episode.
Well, we don't have any more episodes coming out until 3 years from now, so deal with it.
Good old Nickelodeon.
I'm Tensoing right now as we speak.
Gotcha. Whatever.
Buddy dynamic.
That fucking word is ruined for me.
Yeah, pretty much.
Every time we try to talk about dynamics, it's always...
Just start giggling.
Dynamic.
I also found funny, I noticed I finally opened Vegeta today, and I saw that the quote Kakarot is on the back. I thought that was funny.
Kakarot.
So, they didn't have on there, Super Saiyan! It's like...
It's funny because I thought everything was translated because it was the American release. Uh-huh. Nope. Japanese is like that too. They wrote the box in English because it was a figure made for the American audiences as opposed to the Japanese one. So.
That's because everyone here likes Vegeta. They Goku.
Vegeta. They Goku.
What does the scouter say about his power level?
It's over 9,000.
Nothing. Nothing. That's what the scouter says. Nothing. Screw you, Nappa.
That's actually just dual augmented reality, so.
So over 9,000? What?
Yeah. I'm feeling the flow. Why is everyone in this show a goddamn duelist?
That's a good question. And ever since you beat me in that child's car game, I've been able to stop thinking about you, Brian.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Brooklyn Rage. Okay, so one-ups.
Yup.
Oh, and feedback and happy times.
Yes, leave feedback and happy endings on the boards.
Particularly.
I meant the show, you dirty people. God.
On the show.
Brian likes happy times on his face.
Happy times was the name of the show Helen was on. That is not my job.
Nope.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Neither is keeping up with the news.
Okay.
No, just the Chuck news.
Chuck news, oh my god.
Token news.
Is this about a whole wanking off and a magical phone? What? No, stupid. Not a magical phone. A magnet phone. God. Where are we?
I don't know.
Why do I hear the news in the background?
Why do I hear your mother in the background?
Why don't you turn off the news?
Yeah.
I'm not watching the news.
What turn off whatever it is you're watching.
I'm watching Ancient Aliens because that shit's hilarious. You ever watch that show?
No.
No.
You should.
Longest introduction ever.
Now introducing Shukun Shinobi to the world.
Aw. So anyway, now we'll do one-ups now. So, yeah.
Wait.
What?
Okay.
Okay.
Who?
Now we can?
Uh-huh. Onesies?
Okay. No, onesies. One-ups.
Oh. Yeah, that it.
One-ups, bitch. Bam!
He's Emerald today.
Okay, so I got my Ami Ami box today.
Whore.
So, go me and such like. So,
whore.
That consisted of, I'm just ignoring you, figure it's Oja. Figure arts climax form, figure arts rock bison.
Rock bison!
Thank you.
Iron bison! No, not that bitch.
Pokeplot Entei Kyurem, the fifth Candy Toy Ranger key set that I'm only keeping two keys out of. And
I'm getting some.
Kevin's getting two, and Dawson's getting a set. And I don't know. I'm
get an RJ key. I can turn into RJ. I think his name's
Feeling
Maurice.
The flow.
See? I think I'm just going to take apart this full shark and see what I can turn it into.
Turn it into a key, just like me.
I might give it a shot.
That'd be fun. Just to get in your car, you flip the key up. I want a second set of one-click Ranger keys just to turn my key into that. That'd be epic.
Well, I was going to see if anyone wanted it, but I was trying to put the black leg sticker on Geki Violet.
Mm-hmm.
And it, like, just totally fucked up big time.
Oh, yeah.
And so I tried to take it off, and then it ripped. I got angry. So I opened up Volshark and used his. So Volshark has this really ugly leg sticker on it. But Aubrey Black and Geki Violet look hot.
Hot.
I'm feeling
keys.
The flow.
So. The Kotobukiya Jehudi kit, which I'm probably going to be building throughout this podcast.
Different language.
And the Sochaku Henshin Kiva Guru form that I got simply because it was there.
That's Figure Arts 1.0.
And it is a lot like Figure Arts. I mean, obviously it's not nearly as good, but in terms of like the base structure of the figure, it's a lot like Figure Arts.
I miss the heavy metal pieces.
Yeah, those are pretty neato.
Oh, heavy metal is epic. Oh wait.
They need like Figure Arts, the metal feet on Figure Arts. On these Sochaku Henshin figures, just because they don't really stand that well. But
well, no need to be disrespectful.
At least mine doesn't. But he looks cool because he's Guru form.
Gather the saber.
I got the newest issue of Caro Caro Ace simply because it had a Sergeant Frog inspired redeco of Legends Class movie Starscream.
Well.
And then I got a dice pack from Pokemon to use in the, the card games.
Sure, he's got fire!
On motorcycles.
Oh, God!
Kevin's being attacked by someone with pyrokinesis right now. But it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Oh, God!
Doesn't matter.
Kevin's brain right now.
And I would like to wish happy birthday to Ron, because it's his birthday today.
I don't think he has a Twitter.
On the day of recording. No, he doesn't.
Jeff never mentions him right. He just says... At and Ron, who doesn't have a Twitter. Poor guy.
But happy birthday, Tim. It won't be your birthday when this goes up, but it's your birthday today, so.
Is he have red hair and freckles?
Have you asked it? What?
Is he have red hair and freckles, or is that the wrong Ron?
Well, that's the wrong one.
Oh, sorry.
You forgot you bought the Ben 10 figures, Brian.
Oh, yeah, I got those guys. Clockwork, Forearms V2, and Eedle.
Eedle,
and then he gets hit and then dies.
Never uses powers again.
Oh, the AmiAmi box, the SIC Fang Joker and Skull and Heat Metal and Luna Trigger sets.
Hot.
Cat bought me those. Yay!
Yeah.
Presents. I was expecting him to say something else besides yeah.
Yup. Like filthy whore or something. Like, what'd you want?
Something like that. I don't know.
I suck birthday, more cocksucker.
I mean, I already call Brian a filthy whore on a daily basis, so.
Yeah, I think that's about all. I start school next week, which sucks balls, but.
Balls really. For you!
Next week already?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta go to school.
Yeah.
Angrily start blocking?
I think that's it, so.
You done?
Oh, you bastards.
Okay, let's see.
I beat Skylanders on 3DS. That's about all I've done.
Was it fun?
It was fun. It's really fun.
Did it ramp in difficulty like the console version is supposed to?
Sort of,
all games do, but not like crazy.
I didn't have too big of a problem clearing most of the missions in pretty much one go. But I mean, you have to go back to do the last challenge, the timed one. So you have to do at least each level twice, but I didn't find it too hard to finish all four challenges in one go, but I mean, some of them I couldn't find. The fifth world, the last one, is actually pretty difficult. So, but I mean, it doesn't get way, way difficult or anything like that. But the challenge does kind of ramp up a little bit toward the end.
It's a challenge for us,
especially if you suck at jumping.
Dang it!
Who's
in real life?
Right
I can't
now.
Jump.
Dang it.
That's because you're white.
Can't jump.
Yeah. You're white, too.
I'm black. I eat a lot of fried chicken. And I'm quite loud.
Yeah.
And I have any a foot long penis.
Let's see. So my one-ups are pretty short, like usual. I haven't really found anything locally. Yep, exactly. Burp. My AmiAmi box shipped, despite my best efforts. That's on its way.
Despite your best efforts, what, to not pay for it? Would you?
I was going to pay for it. I wanted to wait for them to go on vacation so I wouldn't get it until they got back. But it shipped fast. I was very dismayed. Brian's like, shipping notification, yes! And I'm like, fuck! I didn't want you to ship.
Why'd you pay for it?
I thought it was safe. I thought it was safe. I was like, if I do it now, I can't possibly get it out now. Fuck! Because I saw you were worried about it. I'm like, well, if Brian doesn't get it, then I probably won't get mine.
Why didn't you want your toys?
Because I need time to catch up on the stuff I need to upload for my backlog, and I didn't want any more to review. Plus, it doesn't have Rock Bison, so the package doesn't matter in life.
It's
first
true.
Of all, you're lazy. Second of all, good point with the Rock Bison.
makes sense to me.
So, yeah,
that's awesome. Lazy? Yeah.
No, it's just I have a bunch of stuff already done, and I want to get it out. Otherwise, the shit's going to be sitting there forever. That Samurai Reviews will be coming out when next Power Rangers is out, which we all know is a long time. but yeah,
why are you just now uploading Keyset DX?
Well, yeah, because I was waiting for that, and Karu I just lost. I was like, oh, yeah. What's that bitch's name? Kabu? I don't know.
Kailu? Like that little bald kid?
Kayla? I don't know what her name is.
It's Kwangi.
Yeah, that's exactly.
It's Kwangi.
Her name is Pana Kananana.
What the fuck is that from?
Anyway.
Miko?
No, Pana. Damn it. I'll figure it out later. So anyway, that's on its way. I'm still debating on... Well, I'm going to pay Oki, but I'm debating on whether I want it to ship now or with Gokai Pink. I was debating that. Because it's only 3 weeks. Four. I don't know. Anyway, I finished Agito, and it was so awesome. And you should all go watch it for the simple reason that Shoichi-kun is Shoichi-kun. Even if someone tries to tell him that's not his name, his name's Shoichi-kun. So yeah. And I also finished... hi, Princess. What's that? Skylander Sword. Skyward Sword. That was an experience. That was a journey of rage. And I'll be writing a review that will be going up nowhere. So, right. That's it.
Providing you get done with it.
Well, I'm just trying to decide the format.
Okay.
How I want to break it up. I'm going to do it and just not going to go anywhere. Kevin, your turn.
Okay.
You finally get done. You finally send it to me. I look over.
Shut up. So,
awesome. The next exactly. Zelda game's been out for a year.
Really?
I am expecting Kevin? My Amy box tomorrow. And then I just paid Oki a lot of money for some bunch of shit. So that's shipping, and there'll be some figure arts, some Armor Plus Ronin Warriors. And some, there's a big one key in there. And there's also, some switches in there, which is going to be some very exciting things happening coming soon. Just like Brian will be coming soon, but that's different.
That takes and, a while.
Yeah, that's not what I heard. If by a while you mean 15 seconds, then yes.
Whoops.
And.
Well, that wasn't mean to be timed. I mistyped something.
I've just been playing Mario Kart and watching Kuga, which I'm almost done.
He's actually doing both right now.
Yeah. I'm really ambitious. It's kind of hard to read the subtitles while playing Mario Kart, but...
Well, this the what do you call it? Clip shows.
Yeah. I actually did do that. I played the clip. Mario Kart while watching.
You played the clip show.
You know what? You know what?
What?
You.
Fuck what?
You. I'm sorry. Please don't hurt me.
Who parked the car? Angela? She knows how to park a car. She's a girl. God. No? Did I go too far?
Maybe.
I don't talk to girls. They're scary and they have.
They have a vagine. It's tight like a man's anus.
Not always.
I took it too far.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm shoddy.
I think that's it for my onesies. I haven't bought anything. I suck at life. In fact, I suck at life almost as much as Brian does.
Okay.
So, we have news.
If you want,
oh, wait, no, Brian's got the first.
If you want to call it news, I don't really.
We have a minuscule amount of stories we're passing off. Minuscule.
Madonna. No? Alright.
Where did I put that? Get them.
Damn. So anyway, we have some more.
We?
What?
No. What? Wheat?
What? Who? When? Why?
Where?
How?
Son of a whore!
Okay. You rig? Anyway, we got some more. Go. GoBusters cast thing, bobbers. So, it's a black and white little scan like we got last year, and we started talking about how the Go-Catchers look like fake Asakura and Homo-Gay and
Pocahontas. I remember Pocahontas.
Poca douche or whatever. Poca ho.
Poca face.
So we have Blue Buster, Red Buster, and then Yellow Buster, which according to Dawson has an acorn head or something.
She has a giant head. You could crack nuts on it. Like, look at
ew, that's gonna hurt.
Exactly.
I hope her hair is in a ponytail or a braid or something, because if her hair is actually like legitly shaped like a boy, I'm gonna be pissed.
Please do not.
Red has longer hair than she does in this picture.
Please do not crack my nuts on her head. That's all I'm saying. Because ow.
You might like it.
Oh, come on. You're the one who beats your wife every day.
Why?
So anyway, cast rumors. GoBusters are Hiromu Sakurada, a.k.a. Red Buster, played by Katsuhiro Suzuki. Ryuji Iwasaki, a.k.a. Blue Buster, played by Ryoma Baba.
He's played by Master Roshi's sister.
And Yoko Usami, a.k.a. Yellow Buster, played by Arisa Komiya, Acorn Head. So, furthermore, Sio Jinai will play a villain named Enter, like the button on the keyboard. And Fuka Nishihara will play the role of Operator... What, Fedge? Fuka? Fuka Fedge?
Operator Series Blue? Oh.
And Miho Nakamura will play... That's the Operator. Never mind, I'm stupid. In addition, surprise, surprise, the opening theme of the series will be sang by Project R, because that's a shock to me.
Everyone knows Project R is the best.
I would have
ever.
Never guessed that Project R would sing the opening of a Sentai.
Do I have lag?
No, you don't have lag.
No. Damn it, Kevin! You're such an ass!
What?
Because everything's been cutting in and out for me. Do I have lag?
No.
Okay, because I was cutting in and out. I wanted to see if I need to reset the internet or not.
No.
Damn it,
if I
Kevin.
Suddenly just die, I'm resetting the internet.
I like how you yelled at Kevin even though I answered at the same time.
I didn't hear you answer.
Oh. I didn't hear you answer either. I'll be honest.
I see how it is.
No one listens to your voice.
I know.
You fuckstick.
Anyway.
I'm a fuckstick. That's a new one.
I was just going to say that.
So anyway, like, to me, Blue looks like kind of the typical arrogant jerk. Red kind of looks like he's trying to be a hard ass, and then we've already really talked about Yellow and her giant Sakura face. But
she's going to use it as a weapon in
Naruto
civilian battles. She's going to.
I like the way they look. They make me happy in my pants.
The coolest thing about this is clearly the robots in the background.
I'm actually
one of his names, Baba.
I'm interested to see who is going to be voicing the robots.
We don't know this yet. That makes me sad.
That's actually something I'm really curious to see. If it's going to be anybody we already know, or if it's...
Chances are I would say yes.
Like,
I want the red one to be voiced by Steve Blum.
They fly him in.
Well, like, I mean, like, if it's going to be anybody who's previously done Sentai work or Kamen Rider work, like how, you know, Bai was Tatslot.
Oh, God.
Tatsuma was Bai? I knew it. some of those activity I heard about.
That's
in the
a lot like other boy dragons.
That's why he was on your left wrist instead of your right. I don't know.
What?
That didn't make any sense. I'm sorry. That joke totally sucked ass. Just like Brian and Tatslot.
We suck ass together.
Oh, God. Probably the same ass.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Hot, sexy dragon ass.
Now I'm imagining...
This is the ass of a free man. No? 40-year-old references?
Yes. No, I got it. I'm imagining Brian and Tatslot sucking the same ass together. That's... It's very disturbing, actually.
Why are we talking about this?
I don't...
Because I forgot where I was right now.
We're talking about Japanese people.
No.
What?
Z? I don't know.
They look Z-he. Fine. I think red and blue could be cool. I just hope they can act. That's really my only... You know.
We'll see. Like, yeah. There's been a lot of, like, comedy vibes from this show.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we put... What's her name in charge? That dumb
but
bitch?
Like,
Kobayashi,
it
yes.
Doesn't look like a comedy cast.
They look pretty serious.
Yeah, that's my point.
The thing is, they look serious. The comedy... the robots.
Just the way you said that, like, I picture, like, the writers coming up with the script and be like, we need you to be funny. And then they just have, like, a really stern look on their face. They're like, what does this mean?
What's
I'm serious.
Funny?
I'm Ranger Operator Series Go Bus.
It's like in the trailer for Men in Black 3. He smiles like this. It's an angry face. Exactly like that.
What I think is funny is that I know Kevin totally made a face despite the fact that no one can see him. Even us.
Shut up. Just because I did that does not mean anything.
The same way I talk with my hands despite no one being able to see it.
You know, like this big. We're in a call.
I can't see it.
Just pretend.
Oh my god.
But yes,
it's over there. What?
Point. Where am I?
I have over there. I remember that interview. Anyway, this is the best way to get news. Just random tangents about asses and men in black.
I have a nice ass in my diaper.
I like men in black.
And it's black.
That's from poo.
Oh. Why is your ass so dirty? Don't you wipe?
Oh, God. Wait, what was that from? Wait, I know this. Oh, wasn't that Harold and Kumar?
Yeah,
he, like, wipes his, he wipes the Fifth Amendment on his ass.
Yeah. Don't you wipe?
That's why I think you're Fifth Amendment.
Oh, that was funny. Rosenberg
and Goldstein. That dude's such a douche. Oh.
Do you want this girl to get raped and murdered?
Do you want me to answer that truthfully? Because
no.
Yes. Alright, so anyway, so now we have rumors about the next Buddy Roid in GoBusters. That's right. We haven't even started the show yet, and yeah, we have a rumor of a fourth Buddy Roid. And this one is going to be a T-Rex. Arr!
Tits!
The Buddy Roid's machine is a construction vehicle to Tyrannosaurus. It's got two sets of sirens, and the Tyranno is described as having a cougar personality. I mean, cool guy personality. It's unknown whether this Buddy Roid's on his own or if he goes with a fourth Go Buster. Am I the only one that pictures a purple T-Rex?
That's kind of my default color now between, like, Goju Rex's blue color. And then Puto Tira, like, all the T-Rexes in my head are now, like, a purpley-blue color.
I actually just kind of pictured the red one with a T-Rex mouth and tiny arms. I don't know why.
Like the robot?
Yes.
Like Cheetah Niku with a T-Rex head and stuffy arms?
Yes, exactly. It was kind of like a cross between him and the Tyrannosaurus, or the original one.
Oh, God.
Kevin's
like,
just
I really did, like,
my stupidity.
Yeah, I am. Like, I really did read that, and my first thought was, like, either a green T-Rex or a purple T-Rex. I really don't know why. I don't know where green came from.
Dragonzord?
No, I don't
Who's
think
your favorite
Kamen
Rider? Tommy! Jason! Stupid people.
Mike or Cam? Jason! Tommy!
Oh. Cock in my diaper.
Cock in Facebook. Now my hand is incredibly tingly.
Facebook? You hit Facebook in your hand?
Oh,
people?
You can give yourself a stranger now, Brian.
Oh.
Never mind.
Oh, God. Anyway, I love the concept of a T-Rex being a buddyroid just because T-Rexes are awesome.
I do too.
And,
duh.
I don't know why a construction vehicle would have sirens, but...
I don't know.
Whatever.
I'm wondering what his name would be.
But,
hold on. I'm trying to sneeze and not... Okay, there we go. I'm not sneezing.
Okay.
Because their last name or whatever is what kind of food they eat, and T-Rexes eat meat. And
so he'd
cheetah,
be like... He'd be T-Rex Niku or some...
We meet
his brother? He could be brothers. Right.
He'd be T-Sac.
Oh, God.
If you merge the words meat and T-Rex, you get teats. No? I took it too far.
Go shoot teats. Anyway, float time.
Okay. What about a Dutch runner?
Okay, so in the Power Rangers news, this is apparently all we have to talk about since nothing else going on. So Twitter like flipped with Lanny Ranger and Dark Blaze, and everyone would like Zong the float.
Zong.
So, yes, Zong. That's the first thing I thought when I saw that text today. Guard Chaser, my first thought in my head was literally Zong.
Zong.
It was weird. Anyway, so the
you
Power Rangers
cock.
Samurai float. Samurai float is a cocky cock, and it was at the Rose Bowl parade from Univision.
Univision.
Let's see. There's some funny stuff here. Okay, the lady, apparently, in this write-up here, says the lady host said she was a fan a long time ago, and the male announcer commented that he watched PR a long time ago, and he said that he liked Mike back in the day. Mike!
And Mike!
I think he was talking about the Little Bow Wow movie.
Probably.
But that's just me. They said they read the Ranger names off, and they got them right, unlike... Where was it they didn't get it right? Unlike Hallmark Channel, the Jade, Mike, Kevin, Emily, Mia, and Garcia... That's just racist. And then it says they have the background music. It says Saban partly owns Univision, so they told him to shape up. Saban just bought everyone, so they'd behave. ABC skipped the float because they're a bunch of douche nozzles airing their horrible shows that shall not be named.
It's butt hurt because they got it bought back from them.
And then we got some pictures of the float. It's a Megazord, and then we got like the individuals here. And then there's like a DS... Or sort of a DS.
It's trying DS really hard to be a DS.
Like, it wants to be. It's a Nintendo GS. That's what that's going to look like in the future. Give me my Nintendo GS. And then the...
little square root Wii remote.
The Power Rangers Samurai logo here just reminds me when the little logos fall out of the packaging for my toys. And I saw one on the ground outside of Toys R Us today. I was like, oh, look, someone bought something Power Rangers. So yeah, that's there. This post, like I said, has pictures, and there's also a little video. I actually didn't watch it. I was going to do that, and then just carried on living my life.
I watched the clip from NBC, because I think they just had the best coverage of it altogether. I think that's because they felt like they owed NBC because they saved Al Roker. So Al Roker was like, dude, we need to represent. And so anyway, I think they did a really good job on it. Because when you consider, like, the Rose Bowl parade floats are all, like, basically just, like, wood and flowers.
Wood, well,
it's, I know you do. Really well done overall. I think it's pretty impressive, and I like it. There's one thing I was going to say. Oh, like, no matter how much, like, the season sucks, it's still really cool just how big it's getting, I guess. Like,
yeah.
I mean, even if the season does suck, at least, like, the brand is back to something and not just...
Yeah, that pretty much accurately described it.
The show might be, but at least the franchise is there.
At least your mom's not while we're trying to record. That'd just be gross.
Plus
Sunday!
We get Dino Thunder on Friday, so...
Friday! Your mom got the time slot wrong. I still don't know what she was advertising.
Oh, it was Hot in Cleveland. Something about the DVR taped, like, three of them on Sunday, and she was like, Sunday.
She said it like an announcer. It was great.
I don't know.
Sunday.
Tuesday, One to Happy Days. I don't know.
Oh God, Happy Days.
Leave me alone.
Sorry.
3DS Pokemon game coming to America this year. That's cool.
Black and white, new games. Seen this new white combo? No. All right.
Are you still alive? What are you doing?
What's a white combo?
I don't know. I had a joke there. It was something there that died.
Okay, I was just like,
all right, I'm just seeing Justin Bieber.
Beavers or Beeperls.
Inside Justin Bieber.
Justin
that
Bieber.
Was really funny.
God, there's a lot of pieces. Oh, God. All in bags, too. Eggs. I'm going to have to mute myself while Kevin does his summary so I can open all these bags. Is that the new superhero time theme song?
For the special editions?
No, that was the Bowkanger theme song for some reason.
Oh, just start spewing it out. Like when he sings songs during vlogs randomly and doesn't remember it.
I just started singing. I have a problem. I'm sorry. I have a split personality with 13 other gentlemen. Not all of them speak English.
Oh, God.
And three women also. It leads to some very painful wake ups in the morning. Anyway. Right. So because we got multiple requests and not, you know, because we've been on nothing for the past like year, there's no Gokaiger and Forzas this week, so we're doing the Gokaiger Ghost Sager Super Sentai 199 Hero Giant Battle. Great Battle, whatever the fuck it's called. So.
Which won Movie of the Year in RR Awards. Go check it out.
Yeah.
No?
No, I'm fine with it. So, the movie is...
This is the part of the Lifetime movie where I get up and go pee. I'll be back.
All right. This is the part where I mute myself and open bags.
Yeah, and there's not going to be any laughter at my jokes because they're going to be fags. So it starts off, we see the Ghost Sagers epically, yes, epically, I'm not joking, fighting the Zangiac, and they're all like, oh, we're Ghost Sagers, we can fight epically for some reason, even though our own shows suck total donkey balls. And so, but they're overwhelmed, and then they get saved by a Kalinja! And they're like, oh my god, it's Aquaranger! And then all of a sudden, he gets saved by Big One! And they're like, oh my god, it's Big One!
I wish I had a big one.
Yeah, that's what Cat tells all the time. So then they get saved again by the 10 Bankai heroes. So that would be the Ryos, the Melees, Signal Man, all those guys. Karus, Japanese Mike! So
Mike.
They're like... So, like, you know, let's go back with the others. I'm like, okay. And then we see Ryo and Melee going, Zocado! And I wanted to put that in there because it pisses off Dawson, even though he's peeing right now. and so we see basically the same thing we saw at the beginning of Gokaiger's show with the big legend war, and there's all of them assembled. And they just rush in and fight, and they're all fighting together, and... You know, teaming up in Car Rangers and Turbo Rangers and people using powers and blasting the living daylights out of everyone.
Boom.
And, thank you. Uh-huh. So then the Zangiac fleet's like, oh, we're gonna blast you. Choop, 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 choop. And then they're like, oh, Mina. And then all the other guys run over, like, we're gonna help them. Run, run. I don't know why they talk like a little girl, but they do. And so, like, let's do this. And they, like, turn into glowing.
Leroy Jenkins.
They Leroy Jenkins it. They basically all become Omega Ranger. I guess he taught them how to do this. They turn into balls of light and just propel themselves forever red style
from the future.
Yeah, forever red style at the Zangiac fleet, and the other, and then Wolzard fires like Yixir. I think it was him, or was it Deca Master? I don't know. It was one of them. They both sound alike to me sometimes. They really do.
They're both the same thing.
The same person! And then they go flying off as well. Their powers get scattered, as does the Zangiac fleet. And they're like, so my gods, we're alive. And they're like, yeah, but we can't really transform. And they're like, oh, fuck. All right, well, see ya. See ya! And they all part ways, and we see Akashi and Saki and Chiaki and Genta.
So many keys.
I know, right? And Genta came over to America and became Antonio. And he did, I'm telling you. But then the Zangief come back, and then there's the Gokaigers, and Aqua Red was in space, and like, I'm going to get the keys. Bitches, fuck you. So Yes Boss and Chick Villain have a bunch of Gormans, and we see the Gokaigers, and they go, Go Onja! Dynaman! In which they use the excess energy runoff to blow up the bad guys. It was awesome. They totally stole that from RPM. And five a man! And they use their brother attack! And the melody attack and the cutie circle and all that fun stuff. And but then they're about to use some Tenso Jutsu, but Agri and Monet, because they're bitches, jump in and steal the Ghost Ager keys. Lol. And then the rest of the Ghost Agers show up. They absorb their keys and they totally pwn the bad guys.
Totally pwn, not like half-ass pwn.
Alright, the bad guys run away, and they're like, hey, we want Ghost and Knight's key, and then there's Grandeon Header, and he's like, yes, give me back my key, right, floating in the air, rawr, rawr. And they're like, no, and they're like, well, we want it, rawr. And he's like, no, so they do some fighting, and it turns into a draw. And they go back to the boat and everything else. Well, back up on the bad guy's ship, Oilers are like, no, they beat me again.
Oh, God, there's whining. Why is it whining? Sounds like a typical summary.
Sounds like typical Ghost Ager.
Just put my headphones on here. Sorry.
You missed Socado.
Oh, thank God. Well, now it's back. So that fucked my life moment when it says Socado.
So then, like, this black fog just shows up, and it's the Black Cross King who's come back because everyone's pissed off because they got beaten.
Came so he's back like, because hey. I was mad. What? That's how it works.
They're like, let's team up, and I'll kill those guys and pretty much everyone who likes them, and you can have the Earth and do whatever the hell you want with it because I really don't care personally. They're like, all right.
Oh, there it is.
So, he goes down. Let's see, where are we? Because I totally just didn't even use this summary. All right, so, they realize, oh, look, we got the Ghost Age Knight key, lols. So, like, all right. And they get attacked by Ghost Age Great. So they make Gokaio, and they're having a mecha fight, and they're like, lols, let's punk them out. See it, Ghost Age Great?
Punk?
And they're like, dude, what the hell? Why are you mocking us, assholes? We're real pirates. So they're like, all right, let's do this. And then they realize that Alto's gone inside because he jumped in the ship and he's going to steal the key. So he takes the box, and this summary actually says Gokai Tranger Box, Brian.
Yeah, because that's what it's called.
That's what Brian,
shut
Brian
up.
Wrote the summary.
Yeah, he probably wrote the Wikipedia summary.
I wrote seven paragraphs and Dawson didn't even want to read one.
So Ghost Age Red and Gokai Red fight, and they get blasted. The Ghost Age Knight key goes flying into the air. So does the box. Black Cross King takes the box and then summons Brejira, Dagon, and Yogoshimakritain. Vengix final form. And so they teleport away.
I just call him Yogo Daddy.
Yogo Daddy, yes, here we go.
Look, the Decker Squinch is pushing the knife on his face like Brian did.
Yogo Daddy and his cohorts blast away the Ghost Agers and Gokaigers while Black Cross King takes the keys away, and then Navi trips on a rock because she realizes she can walk instead of flying. So while all this is going on, because this wasn't enough, we see, oh look, it's Kenji Oba and his Anpan cart, and he's like, whoa, 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 I'm playing with little kids. Whoa, I'm handing out food to them. So he's giving out the food, and he sees a little kid who's got Dai Denjin. I guess that's the Denji Man Robo. And it causes a flashback, and we see that he's Denji Blue. And so he's like, all happy, and you need to take care of that toy because it can do cool things later. And they're like, okay.
We need to take care of this toy because we need it later.
Yeah. And he runs off, and he runs into Tenkase Ryo and Umeko and Mafi. And he's like, woof, woof.
and they find this guy who's just all depressed. He's basically like me 6 months ago, and or actually it's longer than that now, about a year ago. And
what do I do with my life? Hyper Kabuto, go!
Exactly, and he's all sad, and he has no job, so he has his toy Varabloon, and he's gonna go sell it, and well, this says that he was trying to kill himself.
What, the guy?
Yeah.
Oh, he totes would have.
Like, in any case, so they give him a speech about you need to have hope, and Ryo gives him some of his gyoza, and they see an announcement by Black Cross King that he's got the powers of the other 33 teams, and soon he's going to pwn the Gokaiders and the Gosagers. So we're like, fuck. So we see these three groups of our heroes, Marvelous and Alita. They're in a realm ruled by a Blade Jira, which is the frozen office building. We see the Yellows along with Agri and Joe in like this feudal Japan with Yogo Daddy. And we see Hyde and Doc with the Pinks in some little like foresty thing with a giant wood bridge and Dagon. And through a series of unfortunate events, they learn to work together while fighting and going, stop copying me! No, you stop copying me! Shut up. Just shut the fuck up. So Luca and Monet decide that they're going to disguise themselves in some little outfits to sweet-talk Yogo Daddy, because he's filming them, and it's
okay, Yogo
Air Productions. And they got ninjas there for some reason. And so they sweet-talk him into giving him autographs. They knock away his staff so that the two guys can come in, totally uber-pwn him, because Joe's all impressed with Agri and he doesn't want to give up and some kind of bullshit. I tuned that part out. And so then they're like, oh, lols, we got you. And they change and they do a double attack and blow his ass up. Meanwhile, the other four that are teaming up, there's a bunch of Stixoids or whatever the fuck they're called. I don't even know anymore. It says here, was this Zobil? I don't know. I can't attest to that. And there's a bunch of them. So what they do, they use the Camo Mirage card to make them look like copies of them. And then Dagon blows them all up himself. And they're like, lol, you fell for our trick. And then they blow him up. Meanwhile, Alita and Marvelous are trying to find Blade Jira, but they keep getting shot at. What's his name? Alita sees Marvelous save
a... Is that bitch's name?
What's that long neck bastard's name?
Littlefoot.
Yeah. then he saves him with a defense something or other. Defense wave stream tornado.
Defense stuff.
I don't know. Some kind of card. And they see a BB nail and blow it up, and then they find Blade Jira, blow his ass to Kingdom Come. And they're like, lol, 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 we got you, lol, 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 lol. And so they're like, hey, I got these keys. And then Gosei Knight shows up with Navi, and like, this bird gave me my key. And Black Cross King's like, oh yeah, well, I got these ranger keys. Summon with my giant non-Basco trumpet thing. And they're like, oh, fuck, we gotta fight them all. Look how many there are. Yeah, 33 teams worth, ass. It's like 170-something of them. 170, yeah. I think. Something like that. I don't know. In any case, so they're like, let's do this. And then they transform.
Leroy Jenkins.
First, some stock footage comes out to blast them with cannons from the past. And
oh, fuck, time portal blasts.
They beat them up.
Force from the future.
So they beat them up. They turn back into keys. They each fight a different team. They blow those guys up and turn them into keys. Ghostly Knight beats up the sixth. Each of the others, they team up with their particular color, with Agri and Doc teaming up to beat the rest of the people of their color. So the pinks are fighting pinks, and they're fighting blacks and greens and all other shit. And then there's even more teams left, Go Ranger, Shinkinger, Go Onger, and a couple others. And they're going to blast them, and they're like, LOL, no. Super Miracle Knight Gosei dynamic thing and Gokai Scramble Final Wave thing or something like that. And
Scramble with like eggs.
So they blow
Gokai
up
Gokai egg.
They're all key.
Stops.
They turn into balls of light, go back into the chest, which they close. And yes. And they're like, lulz, we got the keys back. Ha ha, bitches. So Black Cross King's like, oh, I will pwn your ass. And then the keys burst back out of the chest and surround them. And then we see like this bright light. We're in a dream sequence. Dream sequence of Ranger keys. And they see Aqua Ranger, Big
Kevin every night.
Goggle Black, Dyna Pink, Red Turbo, and who's the other one? Red One. And they you know,
Red One, that just sounds fun.
They give the little inspiring speeches, give them their great powers. They also see everyone else has seen the movie so far, so Denji Blue, Deka Pink, Ryu Ranger, Shinken Gold, Shinken Green, Boken Red, and Gohan Yellow. And they're like, yes, we got lots of great powers at once. Suck it, Fasco. And
suck it, Fize fans.
Still gets me.
So
things I say when I start reviewing.
Yeah. So they're in front of a conveniently sculpted rock face that allows the Ranger Keys to turn into all the teams, and they make their team poses. And then the Go-Ungers, I mean the Go-Kaijers and the Go-Sagers, those Go teams.
I wish it was
whatever
the
hell they are.
The Go-Busters. Oh fuck! Damn it! I did it again.
They
look like a dumbass.
All their powers combine into the Super Sentai.
Captain Planet.
He's a hero, gonna take pollution down to zero. He's our powers magnified,
and he's fighting on the planet side.
Oh snap! Duet action.
Right, so in any case, Captain Planet and LeVar Burton aside, they blast him with the Super Sentai Bazooka, and he's like, no, I've been defeated, or have I? And then he grows giant while the keys go back into the chest. The chest closes on its own this time, sealing the 13 ghosts in there. Oh, wait, that's Scooby-Doo. And never mind, wrong box. And nope. All right. We're moving along from that joke that fell flat. And nothing?
No.
13 Ghosts of Scooby-Doo. Vincent Van Gogh. No. Nothing?
Yes, hilarious. Just move on.
You guys suck ass.
That was funny.
So now he's like the Black Cross Colossus. He's like, rawr, I'm all those things from War of the Worlds fused into one plaster. And everyone's like, oh my god, we're losing hope. And then Gokaio, Gosei Great, Gosei
They're all Ground. British orphans now.
Gosei Great, Gosei Ground, and Gokaio try to fight, but Gosei Knight gets turbo-pwned, and Nozomu's there, and that suicidal guys are like, don't lose hope, and they're like,
don't
we have no
stop
hope!
Believing.
And they're like, we need some blue lanterns, and then no one showed up, and they're like, damn it! Alright, another joke falling flat.
I'm not
like
familiar
Dawson
with
did.
That one.
Blue Lanterns are hope. You know what? Sound Out will get the joke, and he'll laugh, and probably Kiefer. Matt would if he listened to the damn podcast, but he's lazy and doesn't do any work. Where am
Bam,
I?
Bam, edit. He never listens to this.
Bam, edit. So then they're like, they give an inspiring speech, and I'm getting a text message.
So professional.
I'm recording!
A feeling right now.
What?
I don't know what's happening anymore. I'm just
I
trying to read
message. And
fine, Kevin, we know you're popular. God.
I am popular. More popular than you. And so the little boy with the little Daidengen's like, Gambare! Gambare! And his little classmates that who all sound the same. Gambare! Super Sentai Gambare! And you're like, please make it stop! Ah!
Gokai just needed to fire at that crowd. Like, shut up! Imagine buying though, and the kids are just like, oh, fuck!
So they're all like, Gambare! And then Darabloon and Daijenshin glow, as do people's other toys from around the city. And I'm like, why didn't mine glow? Because this seriously sucks. I got gypped out of my toys. And all of a sudden, they turn into the giant 33 other robots. So we got Muteki Shoguns in there, Galaxy Mega, Shin Kenno, Decaranger Robo, Magi King, Geki Toja, Daijujin, Battle Fever Robo, Jet Icarus. They're all there. I can't name them all, so that's why I'm not.
Uh-oh. Okay, robot.
Robots in disguise, except Kevin.
Right. So then, Black Cross Colossus is like, oh yeah, we'll watch this. Biznitch! So he brings back Blade Jira in all his forms, plus Dagon and Cyclops and Ifrit.
Wait, is it Dagon or Vilgax?
It's Dagon.
Okay.
And it's Yogo... I didn't. And Yogo Daddy along with Kireski and Chits... No. Chimatsune. And so they have this epic battle with stock footage. And all the robots, and they beat them up to hell. And then they completely combined 35 team blast Black Cross Colossus. And so then they're like, oh yeah, well, we're gonna beat your ass now, and the Go Ranger keys glow. And so Varabloon, let's see, and I'm coming for you. So
what? Oh god. Kevin, no sexting during the conversation.
Sorry.
Show me more, my lady.
Skin on. Oh, she wants skin on skin. Where am I? Alright, so Varabloon comes in and they're like, Go Ren, Go Kaio! And they blast him with their Gokai Cassiopeia, because the Gokai Ken grew giant, and they slice him in half, and they're like, LOLS! And then the mecha turn back into toys, and the people are like, Yay! Super Sentai awesomeness! And, did I mention Nozomu was there? Because he was.
He's all older now.
Yeah. And
well, what?
The Ghost Agers. I don't know how he got that old in 1 year. I don't really. And then
it's like
the Ghost
Digimon.
The Ghost Agers give their keys to the Gokaiders and are like, let's keep all the powers in one place. Long
power. Sorry.
And so they sail away, and then we see Gokai Silver, and then
come
it ends.
Sail away, come sail away with me.
<It's> dead silent.
Okay, seriously, that movie was epic!
Okay, now on to ramble time. Kidding.
That was everything a team-up movie should be. Like, seriously.
Pretty much.
Like, there was past actors in there, there was an expanded version.
He's so good, he's breaking.
There was an expanded version of the Legend War.
It explained why the Ghost Agers were in the front, so they could remove them later, just quickly.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny. I'm sorry. No one else did, apparently, but I thought it was funny. Because it's like, why are they in the front? Just so they can tell them to move when they had to do the other shot.
I mean, yeah, it was just awesome.
The only major problem I had with the movie was just kind of like, because the Gokaiders didn't really have their full characterization yet. Because I felt like Luka was acting way too much like Monet. Just to do the whole, we're acting the same, thing. Because, I don't know, Luka just didn't seem like Luka to me in the movie. Or at least in the parts where she was with Monet. But,
it could have been a little forced, probably more likely. I mean, obviously Marvelous and Alata aren't going to be like each other.
My favorite part was when Alata got flicked in the head by Marvel.
That was hands down best scene in the movie. Seriously.
I loved that.
It's like, we're going to be friends now and make bracelets and boom! Shut your face. Captain Marvelous.
Captain Marvelous, bitch, and what? but, yeah, like you said, it was just kind of everything a team-up movie, at least on this grand of a scale with pretty much the whole anniversary thing going. is what it should be. And like, it's probably, to me, one of the best versus movies. Because while it isn't Ghostager versus Gokaiger or anything like that based on title, it's basically what we get instead.
Yeah.
And so using that as a basis point, it's easily one of the best versus movies pretty much of all time, I think.
That's my favorite.
I mean, it was better than Boken versus Super
get
Sentai.
Get your ass out of here. You're going to be in the next movie,
I didn't really like Boken versus Super Sentai all that much.
I liked it.
I liked it, but I mean, it just wasn't like, oh my god, best thing ever.
It didn't have Captain Marvelous in it.
Pretty much. That was my flaw with it, anyway.
I think my biggest problem in the movie in general, which is, I know you have to, like, suspend disbelief sometimes, but the fact that the Black Cross King just came back because he was mad... Like, that was stupid.
Like, yeah.
That explanation.
But I mean, also, I did like seeing these other villains and stuff, because they were cool in their series.
I just like the fact that Blade Jira came back in all of his forms for the robot fight.
Including the Chupacabra.
The one from the Shinkenger movie?
Yeah.
Chimatsuri no Blade.
Chimatsuri, yeah, that was, I like that, that they did that.
I was like, oh, hey, it's that guy, too.
But I love the whole thing. The mecha fight was fantastic. The fighting the older powers thing was fantastic. It was pretty fun to see too.
Just kind of see the Ghostagers and the Gokaiders having to fight all the Ranger
Keys. With their super
keys,
gay gumball dance shit, that was badass.
Super gay gumball dance shit.
Best subtitle ever.
Good old overtime. You can tell he hates Ghostager.
But I mean, and then the thing about this, like, okay, this movie won our movie of the year, Toku Film of the Year, for good reason, right?
I mean, it had little, like, mass competition. Because, I mean, Axel and Eternal were absolutely fantastic films and were probably really the only competition for this movie.
Yeah, the reason I nominated Eternal, because Axel was already nominated, and two, because of for those I thought were really good because
George
of...
George Ryan's instructions, totally.
Yeah, the civilian fight. Is what I think helps both put those on par with this.
Both of those movies had absolutely fantastic...
Like, I don't like disagree with it winning. I just think that those were better movies in general, just because this one was kind of just more like fun, and those were actually better movies. But anyway,
I mean, I ended up voting for this one, even though I nominated Eternal, probably just because I'm like a Sentai nut. Even as much as I love Kamen Rider, I'm still a Sentai nut. But
god damn it, with the O's, seriously.
What do you want me to do?
Get a new text tone. Oh my god, Project BM Elvis, Brian, go buy it.
But I mean, I agree with you that those two films were better films overall. I think this one just won based purely on the fact, like you said, that this was just so incredibly fun.
Yeah.
Like, it was basically the fun elements of Let's Go Kamen Riders, except with a plot that didn't make me confused.
Yeah, like, it was coherent. I mean, sure, there was stuff forced just to set the situations up, but I was still fine with it.
Yeah.
It wasn't absolutely ridiculous like the Kamen Rider movies.
I also like how Gosei Knight's just stuck as the Granny on Header when he doesn't have his Ranger key.
Oh, yeah, because I remember we had, like, all these discussions about it on several occasions, and then he's just like, I'm floating here. I turned into a candy toy. Yeah, damn it.
I thought that was adorable, him just flying around like that.
He's a person. Give his key back. No.
He can't eat. He doesn't eat anyway. Shh.
He can't poop.
Marvelous, how would you like it if you couldn't poo?
I'm so epic, I don't even need to poo if I don't want to. I do it for recreation. I don't know what I just said.
Do it for recreation. Recreational shitting.
Yes. Where your best ideas come from.
It's also where you catch legendary Pokemans.
Hell yes.
That's right.
But, I don't know. Is there anything else, like, to bounce off a discussion with, or
this is awesome.
I want to know why my toys cannot do that.
I thought, like, that was a really weird concept to me. Just like, oh, their toys came to life for some toy story.
They're filled
shit
with the hopes of the people. That's why the Ghostagers and stuff energy power spiked in their robots.
Yeah, I thought that was stupid. Because Ghost Rider gets involved and you just get stupid stuff.
Well, but yeah, but that was kind of the same thing as, like, the Winds of Futo turning Cyclone Joker Extreme into Gold.
Look,
that was stupid, too.
That wind was strong. He has a built-in windmill in the Extreme memory. You didn't see it? When it charges, I don't know. Damn it, Oves! We're not talking about your bitch ass!
Well, he wants to be included!
There's something I'm gonna say about something. Was this the movie? I can't remember if it was the movie or an episode where they had that kid and they had, like, the super, the fucking Megazord line that combines that Brian collects in the background?
I think it was in both. Okay. That was so, in an episode. No, I think that was normal Decaranger Robo in that episode. I think this was the one with the joint Gatai is just kind of sitting around.
Like, hey, buy me. The only one's buying it is Brian, and he's not reviewing them anymore because he's like, fuck it.
Well, the only one I have left to do is Gokaio.
Gokaio. You just need to make a giant one with everything. Take a
Brian,
picture.
You're making me hard in my pants.
Just gonna just put pieces everywhere.
Yeah, it'd be fun. Spend an afternoon.
See how many legs I can stack on top of each other.
It'll be fantastic.
Fan-fucking-tastic. Let's... Where is Brian A18? Making... There it is.
Right next to A17.
It's not, though. That's the problem.
I was in the middle of playing Mario Kart.
Like, I honestly didn't really mind the Ghost Sagers in this movie.
No, I didn't. I kind of got used
to
them by the end of the series.
Mostly
because
they were kind of pretty much secondary characters, but...
They did, like, a good job of showing... kind of what one of the recurring themes of Gokaiger is, of showing what, like, a regular Sentai is like about protecting the Earth, and then just the Gokaiger is doing whatever they please.
Yeah.
But they end up protecting the Earth anyway.
That's pretty much how the Gokaigers work.
Like Marvelous getting shot to protect that lady and her kids.
Yeah. But it was...
You love people too! Like...
But it was just good to see, like... Because the Gokaigers are such good... Gokaigers? That's going to be the one year after next. It's going to be a racing... Or not racing, what do you call that? Track theme Sentai. Just going to be a bunch of Kenyans. Anyway.
And then Kenji Oba will come back. Battle Kenya.
God. I lost my... Oh, I don't know. It's just fun to see. Because the Ghost Age... Go dick! Oh, I got it right. I got mad. Ghost Age is such goody two-shoes, and the Gokaigers are badass.
The only thing I didn't like about the robots, quote-unquote,
robots
coming back, was basically just the clash of footage. Because it used primarily stock footage.
But what else can you do, really?
So you had, like, some nice CGI with the newer ones, but then you had, like, really ancient stock footage with some of the older ones.
I thought it was funnier with the civilian fight, or the suit fights, because that was obvious, and they could easily redo that, like, I think cheaper than the mecha.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. When they did that cannon thing, I'm like, that footage is, like, 25 years old. What are you doing?
Shh. Children won't notice.
Everyone notices. It was a fucking big screen.
Yeah.
I think it was in 3D.
In 3D.
I want to see Gokaiger in 3D.
Yes. Captain Marvelous coming at your face.
I want to see Brian naked in 3D.
Oh, baby.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I want everyone to imagine that right now.
Right. I was gonna mention music, but I can't remember if this had a theme song or not. I don't think it did.
They used the Mecha Fight used the Go Ranger theme song, and I got excited and hard.
The Legend War used the Ghost Ager music, which I think was just a giant troll.
I enjoyed that. It somehow made the Ghost Ager theme epic.
Oh god, it just takes me back to the CS Toys late nights, waiting for packing, just dying, talking.
And Mr. S is playing the Ghost Ager theme, like, on a loop.
That's why I hate it. I can't take it anymore.
Tenso.
I still Tenso and Tenso and Tenso.
I Tenso and Tenso and Tenso and Tenso and
Tenso. Nemu Elu Omoi.
Nemu, is it French? Nemu Elu. If you play,
you know, Tsubasa wo hirogete.
This is the French version.
Tenso Sentai Ko Seija.
Do,
I drag myself off of the edge of the strip.
You're stripping?
Just for you, Dawson.
Oh, God.
Just for you.
O'Brien's not here for that. So.
Just for you, baby.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
Hotel Rwanda. That was a movie I had to watch in high school.
I thought it was something I would giggle at.
All those people being killed?
Yes.
Okay.
Dude, when I was in school, we watched torture scene in Braveheart, and I just laughed my ass off in the middle of class. Dude, that was shit was hilarious. Mel Gibson? That is funny as hell. Am I the only one that's like...
I'm just confused, but...
I remember one time we watched a sad movie in English, and I watched Harold and Kumar on my PSP and laughed at inappropriate moments. That was fun.
The entire class was looking at me like I did something wrong. I'm like, what? It was funny. Look at him.
It's Mel Gibson. It's not really happening. This is a movie.
It's Mel Gibson.
I wouldn't have cared if it was really happening. It was funny.
Dennis Quaid is here.
Dennis Quaid wants a coffee.
Can I get a water? Dennis Quaid wants water. Drops the water.
Why is Dennis Quaid here? What? Why not Randy Quaid? He's funny. He's in vacation.
Because he's not Dennis Quaid.
But Dennis Quaid probably got herpes from 12-year-old Lindsay Lohan.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. My sister was giving birth in my head.
That's for private time later. I don't want to hear about that.
Oh, my God.
This is ramble time.
I feel like when Jimmy Kimmel just tackled that bear.
Segment where we ramble.
I got him.
He's trying to assassinate you. The poor employee. It was so unsuspecting. Just like, lol, we got another one. Oh, shit! I wouldn't expect that. You're playing a prank. And Jimmy Kimmel just tackles you. And he drags him over to her.
Lulz, we got another...
That was fantastic.
That's never happened before.
Oh my god, I have to watch that again later.
I think I have it favorited.
So good.
But anyway, yeah, the movie was absolutely fantastic. My favorite Sentai film by far.
Yep, me too. Yep.
Mostly because I can't think of any ones that are better.
Yeah, like there.
Listen, my name is Hancock.
No, that movie's on FX later. FX has the movies. No. They do have
Don't movies. Be a fag. Don't be a fag.
Watching Sarah Marshall again for the second time. They have the movies.
Don't be a fag.
So is this just going to go into ramble time now?
Yeah, I think so.
This is ramble time. This is the segment where we ramble.
Guess not.
This is going to... Kevin just pones him.
Yeah, Brian.
Suck it, bitch.
Stop showing the movie about the exorcism movie. I need to sleep tonight.
Yeah.
Stop showing the movie about the exorcism movie?
Yep. I'm going to say commercial.
Oh.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. I secretly love that Pierce Morgan wants free tacos with everything.
I really want tacos.
Who wouldn't want free tacos?
Live road trip. We can't record
road
this.
Road trip.
I was going to say we can't record.
Just take a really long cord like that time iCarly tried to set the world record.
Oh.
That'd be pretty funny.
Okay, so what's first on the ramble time agenda?
Pocket monsters, like always.
What episodes? What episodes do we have to talk about?
I know that was the Baratic Mountain feud or some shit.
I don't remember.
I think I slept through that one.
All I know is most of the episodes were stupid except for this week's.
Oh, good, because my DVR was broken and couldn't record it.
Because Meowth was like, "Lulz, I tricked you. Stop showing the sad dog commercials on a comedy network." God damn.
Well.
Sorry. Just show the sad African kid commercials once. I don't care about those. But when you hurt the animals, that's it. Anyway.
I don't care about the Africans, but the animals...
We know Dawson's a racist, so he automatically hates black people.
Well, if it was poor white children, I wouldn't care either. But anyway. So yeah, this was the week where Meowth unveiled his plan, which we all knew it was, you know, bound
catch
to happen.
Catch Pikachu?
Yes. The plan.
That's always the plan.
They caught everyone.
Oh, God.
It's actually a pretty well thought out plan. Ash was like, "Lulz, I'm going to catch the train." Oh, fuck, it's rubber. It's a bouncy castle.
I'm going to catch the train. Oh.
I was literally confused when that happened. I'm like, what the fuck is that train made out of?
But, like, it was a pretty good episode this week.
It was a good episode. I liked it.
because I didn't get a chance to watch it with my friends yet, and I went ahead and watched it today so we could talk about it. And I usually just, if it's a shitty episode, I usually just let it go, but I'm probably going to have to watch it again. Especially like, since this week's the next part.
Yeah, like, it was actually a pretty good plan, which is, I'm like torn because I like that Team Rocket's more competent, but at the same time, it still seems so out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it just seems like, I don't know, it just seems weird.
It is like weird.
They had that giant-ass plot, which we never saw at the beginning. They got fired, and it seemed like they were going to go back to their normal antics, and now they're running around in their trench coats again. Like, Dr. Lazarus, or whatever his name was. Wait, that's Galaxy
Dr. Lazarus.
Thank you. Although I'm kind of sad to see Mouth go from the group, I enjoyed him with the group.
By
yeah,
Grapthaw's
he was
hammer,
filthy, filthy
you shall
lie.
Be avenged. Sorry, what?
Like, I was like, oh, sad for Ash. He's like, we have to save Meowth. I'm like, oh, guys are going to be sad.
Yeah. And they could use him to translate Poke speak.
Guys are going to be sad.
And then they, I love when they scan the audit nose, it goes, gay, confirmed. And then they let him in.
Gay, confirmed.
And then yep. It just transports him to the, what the fuck shit's called? Dreamhouse?
Slifer, for the executive producer.
Dream World? Is that what it's called?
What about Dream World?
Wherever you set your, I don't know.
Yeah, Dream World.
Okay, I couldn't think of it.
My gaze on the internet.
Oh, God. But yeah, it was a pretty solid episode.
Brian does gay porn on the internet.
Right.
Charlie, good. So that one to Zexo, wait. It's not.
That one to Benton. Oh, wait.
Yeah. What was the last episode that aired anyway?
I don't remember.
Something
you
stupid.
Can talk about Young Just. Oh, wait.
Damn it. Talk about General Wait. That's so stupid.
Jack.
Jack. Flash. Jack. Zoom. Morgan. It's not the same. Kevin, zoom on Mario Kart again. Funny.
Wait, Chuck's the only thing that's on.
Yeah, really because they're trying to get through the episodes before the end of the year. I mean, before
the end of the world?
Second season. Yep. Oh. That's how you know the world's ending, because Chuck ends this year.
Yeah.
True sign of the apocalypse. Like, I think it's the past we have to talk about, which was versus the baby and versus the Santa suit, they were both just epic.
Both absolutely
they really
fantastic
were.
Episodes.
Two of the best in the series, in my opinion.
I actually agree. Like, for season 5 being kind of like the throwaway final season, like, the stories and everything that they're doing are just really, really well done.
Yeah. I think that's why they're doing it, is because it's their last chance to do a lot of stuff.
Yeah. So it's kind of like the last hurrah of any sort of ideas that they wanted to do.
That's exactly. Like I read in one interview, one of the creators said they spent the whole budget.
Oh,
like,
I'm would.
Like, fuck yeah, bitch, take all
your
money.
You're not going to get in trouble for it.
Yeah. I am kind of slightly disappointed still that we didn't get a 22-episode final season.
Yeah.
Because that's what Prison Break got, is they announced the final season was going to be 4, and they got full 22 episodes plus a movie. But it got better ratings, but still. Sorry to make you cry.
You always hurt me.
I'm sorry.
But, I mean, like, that was probably, like, the most intense Christmas episode of anything
holy
ever.
Holy shit. I know, right? Like, fa-la-la-la, boom, Sarah gets punched. Like, she's a girl. You can't do that. Only if they're ugly.
Hey, what were we talking about? I'm sorry.
Only if they're a bit mannish.
The,
Christmas episode. Versus right. Sand suit.
No, no, but what in it?
Just everything.
That was the most epic Christmas thing ever.
It was. No, but what was about a mannish woman? What?
I was saying you can't hit girls unless they're mannish.
Oh. Brian does it.
Anyway. I like how, because we haven't gotten a Christmas episode since season 2, other than, like, Volkov coming to late Thanksgiving dinner last year and then playing Christmas music. But I like how we got a Christmas episode, but then they managed to infuse it with, like, a really serious episode. Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't know if they're going to scrap that whole storyline about everything since the beginning being a conspiracy, because it turned out we found out that everything with Decker Shaw was behind it, which I'm totally fine with, because it completely makes sense. Because, like, Chuck has done so much for the CIA, and for all of a sudden, the entire branch just to turn on him like that and, like, de-intersect him and try to take everything away.
Yeah, like, that completely confused me, because I was like, when that happened, I was like, well, why would the CIA care? He works for them.
Yeah, especially and, since...
And like, everything's four, just so tight.
And especially since in season four, like they said the president... The president... Damn it, anuses! They said that the president was the one that wanted Chuck to be a spy again and was the one who, like, approved the Bymore being all spy and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That was great English, be all spy and stuff. I was shocked when Shaw still had the Intersect. Like, what?
Like, their reasoning makes sense, I guess.
Was my reasoning? They didn't explain it. I mean, I guess you kind of had to think about it. Like, he said that he flashed on Decker, and he knew his secret, so I'm assuming he blackmailed Decker into, you know, letting him keep the Intersect, but it was just kind of a shock. And Shaw doesn't really need the Intersect.
Yeah, he's pretty much fine on his own. Like, he didn't really use the Intersect for anything major except for just kind of basic, oh, I know Kung Fu.
Yeah, because, like...
I knew Kung Fu already.
Yeah, so... Because it's not like Chuck or Morgan where they were just...
He basically just did it to cheat.
Yeah.
Like oh, now you definitely can't beat me.
Like, I think that having him not have it would have made more sense if at the end of the episode trying to upload the 3.0, like he wanted to get it back. Mm-hmm. But it's fine.
That makes sense.
It was kind of just... It was a good setup for, like, Chuck's ultimate proving he can be a spy without it facing the Intersect.
Yeah. Like, it was kind of just... I wouldn't necessarily say it was a turning point for him, but yeah. it was definitely that, like, sense of redemption. Like,
yeah.
I don't need it, even though it'd be really awesome.
I think it was a turning point more as if, like, a final task almost to prove it.
Yeah.
Like, because he's been doing all this stuff before. Actually taking on the Intersect is probably the last thing.
If I was like you, underestimated how much of a nerd I am.
I honestly thought, like, I didn't think 100% for sure, but I thought maybe Chuck was going to upload the 3.0.
Yeah, I thought about it.
I also thought, I said like twice already, but none of the viewers have heard, but I thought it would have been funny if when he said, you don't have the Intersect to help you, he says, yeah, I do, and then Morgan comes in after uploading it and just beats Shaw. Just seeing tiny Morgan beat up Shaw would be hilarious.
I like how Shaw basically got killed by a frying pan.
Yeah.
By Ellie.
Like, Ellie's just hiding the whole time, watching this whole thing go down.
And just turbo pounds him with the frying pan.
But seeing Chuck go without the Intersect is actually pretty cool.
But he does good.
Like, it makes sense because he was able to do it with the Intersect that he might, like, sort of, like, recall in a way how to do things.
Yeah.
To help him along. So I'm kind of sad that that's probably... seals that we're probably not going to have him with the Intersect back.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get an Intersect anymore, like, before the show ends.
I think there's a pretty decent chance of, like, the cliffhanger or, like, the ending of him getting it back at the very end, which would be kind of funny.
Yeah.
Like, finally, we have our nice family life and it's all safe. Oh, fuck, I put on sunglasses. Like, the only thing that would really be useful now is for, like, you know, file flashes and skill flashes, like, on... Not skill, just like language and stuff.
Yeah. Or like he's just like, oh, hey, honey, thanks for these new sunglasses. Puts them on. What sunglasses? Aw, shit.
Falls back. That's how it's going to end.
Damn it. That'd be funny.
Let's see what else is there.
And, like, I'm honestly, like, okay with the way that they kind of, like, put Shaw into the storyline. Yeah. Because, like, I... honestly wasn't really... That never even crossed my mind.
That Shaw was behind it?
Yeah.
Same here. I thought when I saw the preview, like when it said in 2 weeks, I thought he just escaped because of the virus.
Yeah.
He showed up. Like, I didn't think about that either.
Like, it never once crossed my mind that, oh, hey, he's behind everything.
Because he's a douche.
Like you said, it makes total sense about whole Decker working for him and stuff since the whole CIA thing.
Well, like, the only thing I can really find to complain about is that Beckman says she pulled rank over Decker, so how could she not get Chuck unfired? But whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. Some crazy-ass shit. The baby episode was good, too.
It was. That was really... Sarah killing, like, 11, like, Russians or Ukrainians or whatever was badass.
That was.
That was just fantastic.
It was hot.
It was hot.
Yep. And I like a Chuck tackle that guy. I don't need the Intersect to start speaking French. I don't need the Intersect now. Cheese curd. Casey. They get that lady from the meat shop.
Cheese curd.
I felt so bad for Sarah getting her ass kicked 2 episodes in a row.
Yeah. Like, it was almost like verbatim the same thing. She gets strapped to a chair. She gets hit.
Yeah, because Shaw beat her up like the whole episode. She got strapped to the chair and beaten. And then that final fight, he was just like throwing her through walls and shit. I'm like, holy shit. In real life, she'd have like a bunch of bones broken, probably.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I don't know.
It was interesting seeing, what's his name? Fuck, I'm spacing on the actor's name. Tim DeKay, I think, who played her handler. He plays a good guy on White Collar, and he's Bryce Larkin's partner on White Collar.
Yeah.
That was interesting. And he did a good job. I'm used to seeing him as, like, because he's the cop, and Bryce Larkin, who plays, well, Caffrey, is a criminal, and it's just interesting to see him in such an evil role. Like, he was brutal.
Yeah. He was pretty much a giant asshole.
Yeah. I was waiting for the scene where he was like, you're alone, and then Chuck and Casey come in and kick his ass, but I guess Sarah just decided to stab him with a kitchen knife.
Just as effective, really.
Yeah, pretty much. What else happened to talk about? Jeff and Lester cracked the Omen virus. That was pretty cool.
That was fun.
Awesome.
That's because they are epically badass.
I like how Jeff is now. Like,
he's
not purely the smartass Jeff.
Yeah.
But he's not like dumbass Jeff either. So
yeah,
it's kind of a nice little blend of the two, I think, right now.
He's just ass Jeff.
And based on pictures, it looks like he's staying that way till the end, which is fine. Because it wouldn't make sense to regress him again.
There's no real need to, really. Like, I thought they might at one point just because that was their whole thing, but
this
season's so different than all the other seasons.
Because it's the last season. I said before when we talked about it, I wonder if who else is going to find out before the end. I don't think Jeff and Lester really need to find out, but I think Big Mike should, just because it'd be funny.
Yeah, especially because Morgan's a part of it.
Yeah.
And
him and Big Mike have a whole thing going.
Yeah.
Where Big Mike porks Morgan's mom.
Look, do you want me to talk to this baloney chick?
It's sad to see it go.
I know, especially with episodes being so good.
I know.
I was also thinking how, like, it's really sad that it wasn't more popular because it really deserves to be, like, a huge hit that could go on longer.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's almost nice that it was kind of, like, this special group that only knows how good it was.
Yeah, like,
we still kept it going.
I mean, it's selfish from a standpoint, but I like being part of, like, a really small community of fans.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of like what Toku used to be.
Yeah.
But like, it's just fun being a part of a small group of fans, because, I mean, it's not really so much the fact that everyone knows everyone, but just the fact that you feel, I guess, feel different. I guess that's totally a hipster way of looking at it.
Don't feel it, man. Like, it just feels more connected. Like, everything feels more personal between the fans and between the actors and the fans and stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Which they do a really good job of doing.
Yeah. I'm gonna miss it.
I know, man.
I don't want it to end. It just needs to go on forever and ever.
And ever.
Like my penis.
And ever. That's a perfect transition. So, about that.
About that.
When was that on? That was on Saturday, right?
Yeah, New Year's Eve.
That's a Friday. Or Saturday?
Saturday.
Monday?
It's Saturday.
Tuesday? Wednesday? Thursday? I don't know.
Wednesday. It was DERF. Oh, wait, that's a number.
DERF.
So
I think Aerosol said that on Twitter one time.
Oh yeah, that was funny.
Was it Sound Out?
Sound Out's like, pick a number between this and this, it'll be my next review. He's like, DERF. I'm like, Aerosol is awesome. iCarly fanboy fist bump.
But good times. So the sequel to iPsycho happened. That was I still psycho.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, they are still psycho.
Yep. They're way psycho.
Like, I mean, I enjoyed it. It just felt really, really forced.
Yeah, like, it felt, in a way, it reminded me of Kamen Rider movies, where it was like they had all these ideas and threw them into, like, the house.
Yeah.
Basically. Like, I still thought it was funny, and there was a lot of funny moments, but I don't think that it was out of the question there was a sequel. I just thought it could have been done a little less messy. Like, the first one felt a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the whole house being a prison was kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it seemed like they just wanted to get everyone involved.
Like, oh, and Spencer's downstairs. Everyone else is fucked.
I'm on a wheel! What was I going to say? I think it was kind of ridiculous that they wanted to let her out in the first place.
Yeah. Harley was the only one with a brain.
Yeah. For once, which was weird. What did Sam feel sorry for? She's Sam. But
because she had to.
It was pretty funny, like, seeing other interactions with them, too. I loved Gibby in this episode, and every episode, but, like, the part with the milk. He's like, you soaking your feet in milk? Yes. I love that.
I like when he fell asleep in the chimney and was like, Gibby.
Oh, that was really funny. Like, I love how they use that now. Or at the end when it was raining on him and he's like, Gibby.
He's like a Pokemon.
Pretty much. And he just enters the place, Gibby. Gibby, take off your shirt. I do that less frequently now. I love how they reference themselves like that.
Was like that a complaint or something? Or
no, I think it's just like they pay attention to general fan stuff, and like I noticed that personally, but I never read anything about it. But I know that like that whole Spencer's antics with rubbing butter on his face was a reference to some people not liking Spencer's B plots.
Yeah,
and the whole I start a fan war was a giant fan response.
Oh, absolutely,
it was fantastic.
Fantastic.
Lols. I like you guys. Fans. Get it? No? It's a reference. Anyway. What other parts do I like? The actress who plays Nora is really good at playing crazy.
Yeah. Crazy.
She goes from kind of just a sweet, like lonely girl to, like, extremely crazy, trying to bite Carly like a rabbit beaver or something. When she tries to steal the remote, she's like, like, what is that?
A rabbit beaver.
I like the pin the tail thing. Which, why is she blindfolded? It's stupid.
Why is she blindfolded?
Oh, and the foods they had to eat. Not even I can eat this chiz.
True chiz. Chiz was used like 3 times throughout that special.
Yeah, I just start using it in real life. People always wonder what it is. I'm like, what is it? I just go, Andre thinks it's a type of German sausage. And they go, who's Andre? I'm like, I don't know. I loved the Tebow parts in this episode.
He's become such like a mainstay character now.
Yeah. I also think it's funny that he was Tebow before all this Tebow football stuff. But I think it's really funny. Just personally. But I loved when he came in to take a shower at Spencer's place, and he was like, hi! And he got his hair up all funny. And,
dog shampoo!
And when he was, tried to talk on that axe remote, yeah. I'll have to call you back. That's not a phone! All right. And him trying to keep his act up. No, look, Mrs. Benson. All right, you want the truth?
You want the truth?
You can't handle the truth. Oh, Kevin's watching TV. He's zoning out.
I am watching. Well, what am I going to say? I don't watch this stuff, so I'm just letting you people talk while touching each other. And then I'll just let you all just be jackasses, and then I can listen and giggle to myself and watch Ancient Aliens and laugh at that, too.
Okay.
Giggle.
Gibby. It was pretty funny seeing Tebow crash through the house, though. That was fun.
That was pretty awesome.
Sure, else I wanted, we wanted to comment on, but I can't remember.
I like it. Mrs. Benson, like, being a fencer.
Oh, yeah. Have a taste of the fence in Benson. That was a nice reference to that, like, really old episode.
Yeah.
That was a pretty, like, epic fight. I love when just Nora got beat up.
I like when Nora gets beat up in general, but
kind of like how you said in that first episode, like, what a fucked up situation.
Pretty much.
But I like how that first, their first reaction when they realized they were locked in, but they could get to them, was to beat them up.
Yeah.
Sam's like, your faces aren't made out of maxi glass. I was like, oh, hell yeah. Fortunately, we didn't get to see them beat up.
Your faces aren't made out of maxi glass.
Like, I thought it was kind of an interesting move making your parents crazy, just because they just seemed like, we didn't see them in the last episode, but it made them seem like apathetic. Like, they knew their daughter was crazy, so they just didn't want to be around her.
Yeah.
Like I said, I thought it would have been funny if the dad would have showed up at the very end and the mom and daughter were just arrested, and he's like, thank God you got rid of these two loons. Because it just seemed kind of forced for him to be crazy since at the beginning. They're like, we have a party. He's like, I can't make it. I want to go camping alone tonight.
I want to go camping alone tonight.
That's funny. I feel like I'd seen the mom in something, but I can't remember what it is.
I don't know, so I'm not going to say anything.
The only other thing I think I want to reference, the two funny parts, is when Spencer was with that British lady. She's like, why don't you go to let him play in there and we'll play in here. How? The game's in there.
I know.
Want to go see Sherlock Holmes? No, that movie sucks. Oh, when she said, "I like Full House, but I'm not going to lock up the cast and torture Uncle Jesse." I liked that part.
But everyone loves John Stamos. He made out with Cloris Leachman.
I love John Stamos. I'd make out with John Stamos.
That's proof that they know there's older fans, because younger kids aren't going to get that.
Yeah.
Full House. Except for it re-airs on all the channels, or on NBC Family, like, all of the time.
Oh, God.
Yes! I won! What did I win? Am I going to be a princess? Please, princess.
Oh, God. I love Mary-Kate and Ashley. You know what the difference between them is, huh? Ashley swallows.
God. You got it, dude. That's what she says before she swallows.
Exactly.
Oh, that was dirty.
Creepy.
Well, I mean, it's just the things that happen around here.
I guess that's enough for iCarly. What else is there to talk about?
How fillerific Cross Wars is.
Oh, man. I still have two to catch up on as of this episode, but I don't think I missed much plot-wise.
You missed nothing plot-wise.
But I watched 60... I have 65... Right, 66 and 67 to watch, I think. Are those both Tigeru-focused?
No. And...
Yes.
Not really.
What are they...
Like, I mean, he's there for the most part.
Obviously, he has to be there.
As, like, just... the general main character, but I wouldn't really say they're focused on him.
Uh-huh.
They're more focused on the side character for that episode.
Oh, okay. Like, it's not, like, painful to watch. It's just kind of disappointing because Cross Wars got so good, especially that second half.
Uh-huh.
Like, there was a few minor episodic, but it was always contributing to the story, and there was always something happening in that last show. So it just seems so weird now that we're getting, like, story of the week, like, O's, Deno-type stuff going on.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But, and Tigeru, like, I guess the ones I've seen are focused on him, except for those few Taiki ones. I'm so tired of seeing him in the front lines. Like, the last episode I watched was okay. Like, I was kind of expected was the one where his energy got drained by Flame Wizard Mon.
Yeah.
Like, I pretty much expected for him to get his energy back on his own just because he's a fucking Energizer bunny. But, like, the really nice part about that episode was just, like, highlighting... in the background, I guess, the theme of, like, Taiki being his mentor, saying that him and Gumdramon remind him of him and Shoutmon. So it was still a nice episode. It's just, I hope it's going to get better, which it seems like it is, because they're going to bring in a bunch of people decayed style, apparently.
Like I want to be excited for that, and it will be exciting to see them again, but considering I never watched those shows in Japanese...
Yeah, so and then when we get it dubbed here, we can't... Ty's off being a hypnotist or whatever.
Ty's so gonna be voiced by the new guy. And I think they can probably get everyone else back.
I've heard Davis in a bunch of shit, or whoever his voice actor is. I don't pay attention.
Can't remember whose Davis voice actor is.
I don't know, but I've heard him in a bunch of different random, like, animes or, like, random cartoon shows that are on Kids Network that fail, like, battling waterbed people or something. I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't know. I see just a bunch of Pokemon riff-off shows. You know what I'm talking about.
But yeah, a lot of those guys still... I mean, Quentin Flynn still does a lot of stuff.
Who?
Marcus.
Okay, I know that. I'm pretty sure they can get Guy to Decado back since he did Agumon not too long ago.
He's still probably readily available. Takuya was Matt, right? Matt, but...
Matt was like, execute Spirit Evolution! Wait, I think that was a voice of one of the dudes that, like, Arbormon or something.
The southern one was Ranamon.
Oh, yeah! Sorry, Matt. I didn't mean to get confused with Ranamon. like, I think we first heard about...
You
Ty,
throw that trash away.
I will.
Sir, I'm going to need you to calm down again. No, Colin D. Anyway, damn it. Oh, yeah, Ty was the first one we heard about, but there was, like, a preview that showed the silhouettes of the others, right?
Something like that. It was, like, a magazine or something. I don't know.
So, from what I gather from the Ty one, it sounds like they're being literally brought in from a different dimension to participate in.
Dimension the Dice?
Yes.
Okay. I have a feeling this is going to just totally ass-rape continuity, but...
Like, at least they're going to be from different dimensions? I don't know. Like, I hope it doesn't mess things up too much, like all the recent crossovers with everything I've done. But I'll just be happy to see something happen with Cross Wars that's story involved.
Yeah.
Like, the past episodes before this one I watched had, like, Nene and
Ho-Ho?
Yeah,
Kira's supposed to come back, too.
Yeah, just those coming back, it feels more like Cross Wars, but up until that point, it feels like they were making the new show just be Hunters, and they decided to fuse it with the second season of Cross Wars.
Like, I still have a feeling like that's what went down for some reason. Like, that's just the vibe it gives me.
Like, it had to happen fairly early on in terms of production in order for this to happen, but yeah. I definitely think there was something going on. Chris, Flash.
Flash.
Let us know.
Flash, Chris.
Flash, Chris. Like,
Chris?
Riss? Yes, Flash, Riss. That's a sister, an assistant. Riss.
Riss.
What I'm saying, but like that's definitely what it feels like, because it feels like such a different show at sometimes. But then they do stuff like the episodes where Nene comes back and then Kiryu's coming back. Like, I'm certainly glad that Cross Wars got its sequel like this, but it just feels so different.
Yeah, like, I mean, it feels the same and feels different at the same time. It's really weird.
Yeah, it is strange. I miss the Cross Wars of yesteryear.
I miss yesteryear.
I guess I wouldn't want to see them doing the same thing over again, though, because you don't want to make it stale and they're doing something new, but hopefully Chris can flash on this and bring us some information promptly. He'll download this 2 minutes after it comes out anyway.
It's creepy ass shit, man.
Like, alright, podcast is up. Chris is like Zomk.
And then Dawson will come at cool again real fast.
I had to beat Kid Flash BN. I had to. I said nice, actually.
Whatever.
I need to sit there and make up a title I can beat.
Tachi Banana. I don't know. You can mistype Tenso, but I still Tendo.
I still Tendo.
So any other shows to discuss?
Not really. Most shows are on break right now.
Yeah.
Two Broke Girls was funny.
Oh god, it was hilarious.
It was. I told you the lady who played the Cubone Queen was Epiphany from General Hospital. I'm glad we got to see Chestnut. I saw something was going to happen. Like, they were going to get there and it was going to be gone.
Now, was Chestnut roasting over an open fire?
How dare you roast Chestnut over an open fire? Chestnut! I feel like I couldn't hear it right. Was it Max asked? Oh, fuck, I always forget that dude's name. The black dude at the counter.
Earl, maybe?
Yeah, sure. She asked him what he's going to do tomorrow, and he said, try not to die?
Yeah.
That was funny. I couldn't figure out if I heard that right. I'm like, I have to ask somebody. By somebody, I mean Brian. That was a funny episode.
Try not to die.
And find out the cupcakes are all ready-made.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. Damn it. What else? There was something I really wanted to comment on. I don't remember now. I feel like there was something.
How dare you.
But that show was just great.
I want a coupon like that.
I have a good feeling that it'll come back next year. Or it's next year. It's the second season, I mean.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I think it's a definite. Like, it's still doing really good in the ratings.
I love gravy.
I love gravy,
exactly.
Too.
I wanted Munster.
I wanted Munster.
Like, what was it? What's this? Fuck, I forget his name too. The foreign cook guy. Borat's
Yolof.
Brother. Yeah, there we go. Some Emperor Pilaf's brother, Yolof. And I like how he said, I carry tampon too. Why? I like to be the hero. That was pretty funny. That whole side plot was funny with Han. Just Han's really funny. I always think it's funny also because he was on iCarly in that one episode.
Was he?
I think it was that episode where their principals were placed, like I have principals or something. Because I remember they were all in the Groovy Smoothie planning about how to get their principal back, and they kept asking Carly if he'd go out with them. He goes, "Will you just go out with me one time to prove to my mom?" And he was like, "Sean!" And I think that's funny just because he's probably like 20-something and they're like 14 and they're taller than him.
Poor Han.
Yeah. Poor Yolof. At least he gets to be the hero. I think that's about all.
How's everyone's gaming situation?
I'm kind of playing a bit of everything now that I finished Skyward Sword.
Well, Mario Kart is, yeah.
I want to play Skyrim, but I'm afraid to use my Xbox, so... Playing Mario 3D, both versions of Skylanders, and... that other game? Oh yeah, Mario Kart, you just said it. Stupid. Oh, and I was playing Batman Arkham Asylum as Catwoman. She can't fight very well, she's a girl. What about you, Brian? What are you going to do tonight for Skylanders?
I am playing Mario Kart off and on. Gonna start Rayman Origins. And,
oh yeah, I want to find out how that is.
Layton.
What about Skylander Sword? Skyward Sword, you need to beat it so we can discuss it until you understand the things that are in my review.
I'll get there.
Did you get any farther since you got to the sand place?
Nope.
Time shifto!
Time shifto. Hey, that was robot.
That was really funny. I love how they talk. Like, I hated the having to go through dialogue, but I love when you talk to them, they're like... I love that little noise they make. It's so adorable. So, Kevin, how about that Pokemon?
Shut up, you faggot. I'm playing Mario Kart, but I'm probably gonna turn that into an on-off thing or something to do some other games so I can play things with myself or something out though.
Yeah, I've just been doing some online Mario Kart. That's all I'm really doing.
Against Japanese people.
I just kind of want to hop around because I don't want to feel tied down to one game because I'm done with all my like scheduled games where I had to beat them. I just want to like relax. Only thing I really have scheduled to do is I have to finish watching Fies since I abandoned it.
You abandoned it?
What, Kuga and Agito were calling. Shuichi-kun or Shuichi-kun?
Shuichi-kun.
And that show was good. So good.
Shuichi-kun?
Missed it already? Don't worry about such a small thing. Whoa. Her voice got deep.
I will worry about whatever it is I want to worry about. Regardless of how small it may be.
Oh, Zala.
Old Rider's just so old.
Good and good.
Yes.
It's just, like, go ahead.
Right, Gavin?
Yep.
It's just so, like, weird to think about, like, how much it's transformed.
That's one.
Henshin. No?
I don't know, just... It was almost like a gradual progress.
Like, it's just kind of interesting to see just how different, like, standards and practices are then compared to now.
Yeah.
Because, like, just how much they could get away with in terms of, particularly in terms of death.
Yeah.
But, like, they said in an interview that I read on HGU a while back involving Geki. It was during Geki's airing, and they were talking about deaths. And they're like, basically that the Japanese children don't respond well to deaths.
Uh-huh. Well, no children do.
So they try not to do it anymore.
That's why they bring everyone back?
So that's why, like, everyone just comes back to life when they die, or...
And that's
like,
why every...
not really dead, or...
Like, almost every person that gets attacked by the monster of the week isn't murdered?
Yeah. Or in Forza's case, everyone that is the monster of the week isn't murdered.
Yeah, they just don't even have to go to prison. Whatever, it's fine.
People died like crazy in Kuga. I mean, they were just dying left and right.
The city of Tokyo had a population of like 2 by the time that show ended.
Like, it's so funny because, like, with Agito, I always think, well, I guess with both of them, like, when I'm watching, like, New Rider and watch Forza or, like, O's would always get there just in time, or Forza always gets there just in time. And I would expect that, like, in the first batch, and then, nope, the dude got killed. Like, Agito was miles away. He couldn't get there. The guy got turned into sand or water or got, like, stuffed into a tree.
I remember that one.
That was a realistic element. Like, they got there in time sometimes. Usually to save Hikawa when he's G3. He's like, oh, fuck, I can't get up. No one can use this system. You're all incompetent. Wait, maybe it's the system. Oh, yeah. Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Might be on or something. Let's put an X after it. It'll make it more powerful.
Yes.
Is that a common... Or VH1 system.
VH1 system.
Oh, I can't even believe that. Oh, Hojo. Oh, I hate you.
Hojo. It's a face you just want to punch.
I know, goddamn. My favorite part almost in the whole series was just when Ozawa kicked him in the nuts. That was so deserving.
But she missed Kugan Agito again so bad.
I want to watch Agito again. After I finished 51, I just wanted to go back to 1. Like, no, I should watch Fize. I should be respectful.
Plus, Fize is pretty good.
It is. I'm not saying it's bad, it's just I miss Agito. But it's such a gradual... It goes gradual. Like, Kugan and Agito, I think, are the darkest. And then Ryuki, I don't really know where to put Ryuki, because it wasn't really dark, but it did deal with, like, certain, like, death and stuff.
I don't know where to put Ryuki, because I don't like Ryuki.
It's so weird. And, like, Fize and Blade were almost... Like, I haven't seen all the Fize, but they're almost a similar tone I get from them.
Yeah.
It was kind of...
Fize and Blade have a very similar, like, tone and structure and everything.
And people died like crazy in Fize.
And Hibiki was...
Yeah, they did.
Including the villains. That's how they came to be. The poor bitch, their family was like, you suck! We hate you! We never want to see you again! You should just die in a hole! And then she did. Not Snake. Whatever she is.
Swan.
Crane.
Yeah.
Crane. Crane works too, I suppose.
And Hibiki was kind of all on its own, but it was still kind of semi-dark, or at least in the beginning. And Kabuto was just Kabuto.
Kabuto, I think, was that shifting point.
Yeah, it was kind of like the beginning. It's weird though, because Deno was like pretty much what a new writer is now, and then Kiva was kind of an odd mixture because it wasn't totally like campy, because it still had some more of a somber tone. Like, yeah. I think I talked about that before, where some of the older writers had more of a somber tone compared to Forze, which is really brightly lit and happy. And then, we all know what happened with DK, and then it was just kind of new writer from there. You buy our toys now.
You buy our toy. You buy it now. I can't. You gave them two. Buy it anyway. I can't.
Buy anyway. I just picture an overly energetic Japanese salesman.
Picture Han.
He's now the new representative for AmiAmi's voice.
Buy anything.
You buy our toy. You only got one in stock. There's like 30 people here. So you all buy now. Give us money.
You don't have it. Shut up. You whine too much, man.
Pay 75 cents.
We have lottery to determine who gets pre-order. Damn it.
Damn it, I'm hearing Han. We said that. You're right.
He's going to start doing pre-orders for tampons.
Oh, man. Better get mine in for the special edition tampon switch. It's going to be... That'll be
so cool. Put on.
Oh, no, wait. That's only what Kamen Rider Fluza uses. Tampon. Just got That's really good. Oh, that's funny. Say something. Oh, yeah. I was going to say, like, I certainly don't mind comedy and Rider because it can be funny. But, like, it's particularly comparing, like, Forze to like Kuga and Nagito. I miss when like it was more subtle, and like in the downtimes it was just kind of inherently funny instead of like shove it in your face, like overly, like it just seems like they're trying too hard to be goofy, like now, like in O's and Forze.
Yeah,
and you know, like when Gintaro constantly squatting down like he's gonna take a crap on the floor.
Yeah, that's Fives. But like, just it seems so over the top and in your face, trying to be funny. Like, it's constantly a parody, but, like, I love just the subtle, like, funny humors in, like, Agito, like, with Hikawa always being clumsy and, like, a tofu challenge and trying to pick it up, and Shoichi sticking his finger in fish to try to see if they were good. There were just some, like, really funny scenes out of that.
Kuga had Ichijo, and that's enough said.
I don't remember. I don't know if Kevin's gotten there yet, but it was, like, really late, but when Kuga, they were like a meeting, and Godai just does like a thumbs up, and everyone just laughs.
I feel like I saw that. I'm on like 42. I feel like I saw that.
You're speeding ahead.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I just kind of miss it being a little more subtle.
Like, I do too, only for the small fact, like, not to discount anything of the new stuff, but I just like subtle humor more.
Yeah.
I've never been really a fan of like in your face humor,
and yet you love Deno
in your face humor funny. What's... and then I totally fucked this piece up, but
well, like, the thing is that we've talked about it before, is that back in the old days, like, Sentai used to be more for that. Like, Sentai wasn't always goofy, like over the top, but I mean that usually had more of the over the top humor, and then Rider was kind of the more dramatic serious thing going on, and it's just kind of different now.
And actually, for a while, it was where they would swap. They would usually like kind of swap up. Like if you had a serious Rider show, you could pretty much guarantee your Sentai show is going to be goofy as hell, and vice versa. When you had your serious Sentai show, you'd have a more lighthearted Kamen Rider, and then now it's just everything's happy all the time.
Yeah, that's also because Sentai and Rider aren't lined up, so they have. Sentai has to share two mascots at a time with them.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, fuck it. Let's just make everything silly and make money.
It keeps working, so let's just keep
doing. Yeah, basically it boils down to what the kids like.
Yeah. Like, I don't hate All New Rider. Like, I definitely enjoyed the shows. Like, I enjoyed O's. I love Double. It's just, I just kind of miss the way it used to be.
Yeah.
Like the mystery and stuff. Like, it's not mysterious and creepy.
Mysteries abound.
Deep energy. Sorry.
Flows out around.
I'm feeling the flow.
And I can go fearless and free. I don't got anything for that one.
No.
I don't even know what's going on anymore. I'm scared. I'm legit frightened now at you people.
You should be.
International SWAT?
No.
SWAT.
I was covered in sweat.
Just SWAT down.
My mom is dad.
Yes, I got an operation, and now your mom is dad. That was pretty funny.
Lol.
Lol.
I'm touching it.
Touching it. Yeah. So I think that pretty much about concludes this episode. I can't think of really anything else to talk about for rental time because there are no friggin' shows anymore. And I mean, I particularly haven't really seen any movies lately to talk about.
I saw Rise of the Planet of the Apes, but I'm the only one that saw it.
How was it?
It was really good.
Was it?
Was it? It's funny. Well, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, was it fun seeing James Franco not being a stoner?
It was. It's kind of a funny story with that. It ties into it, but my friend and I were supposed to go see that movie the last day before he moved, and then like I called him like, oh, are you ready? He's like, actually, I already moved. And so like, it's not like far away. It's like, I still go see him all the time, but it's just funny. But he got me the movie for Christmas, and he really wanted me to watch it. And like, he's convinced I would love it because James Franco is in it, because he thinks that everything I love has James Franco in it, because I watched Spider-Man and Pineapple Express, and then he was also on General Hospital. So like, every time like we turn on a movie and he's on, and he goes, "It's your boy!"
And then like, he'll make out, yeah.
He was convinced the guy who played Windows in Fanboys was James Franco for a little while for some reason. I turn on Fanboys, he's like, "It's your boy!" I'm like, it's not James Franco, that doesn't even look like him. But anyway, it was really good.
You just hit him.
It was good. It set up for possible sequels.
It was good.
It was kind of a sad movie. Like, at the beginning, it was just kind of sad. It was never really a happy movie, because it's just kind of sad with, like, all the animal abuse at the beginning, and then, like, the second half's, like, beginning of the end of humanity, so.
Ah, well.
I love the end of humanity.
Brian had it coming, so.
Oh. I saw Thor. I think I'm the only one that's seen that yet.
I didn't watch Thor yet. I still need to watch Thor and Captain America.
I'm watching Captain America this week, and hopefully Green Lantern soon, because I need to get those done. But I watched Thor first because it came out first, and that was really good. I really liked it.
Yeah, I still have to watch Thor and Green Lantern.
You'll love the part with the horse, Brian.
Horse!
He's looking for a car or a way of transportation, and he just like opens the doors to a pet shop, and he's like, "I need a horse!" And it's just really funny. Like, you have to see it. Oh, and Max is in that movie.
So it's already fantastic.
And she has some pretty funny lines in it. She's pretty much the same character. She's actually pretty much the same character in any movie I've seen her in.
Typecasted.
Yeah.
That's fine, though, because she's good at what she does.
Yeah. And you get to see Thor hook up with Darth Vader's wife.
Yep.
Sweet.
Sweet like a transmogrified pickle. One of the his allies from wherever that place is called is one of the chick from Kyle XY. Am I the only one that watched that?
Hey, what?
No, robots don't watch Kyle XY.
No? I didn't watch that, by the way.
Kevin didn't either, because he's a robot.
I didn't watch it.
It was okay. It kind of ended badly because I ended on a cliffhanger. But
awesome. Did you check out Game of Thrones yet?
I watched the first episode and then I never got to watch anymore.
Okay.
It was on all on demand and I was like, yes, I can watch all this. And I watched the first episode and then when I went back to watch more, eventually after a few weeks, it was gone. Totally skipped the word year. Vlog Happy New Hall. That's why I read it. Vlog title.
V New Hall.
I might check that out again eventually.
Oh. My first 10 minutes of this video. Jesus. Takes you 10 minutes to go, Happy New Year.
No, it was my best of and stuff that I did last year.
Okay.
And I technically just did that on the site, and I was just kind of recapping things, but...
Previously on RR Chronicles. Hi, I'm Shuki. Here's a few things you might need to know. That's how you should start every vlog now, and do a recap.
Here's some things you might need to know, or you just forgot.
Last time, I got another new knife.
I was like, Shuki Knife 5.0, because I think that's what it is. No one told me yet.
Also, Brian's gay.
I think it's funny you had to ask people, because you can't remember.
I'm not going to go look. I'm trying to base it off memory, and I know I had the one.
Memory.
And I know I shifted through, like, two or three different larger ones before I got into the little dragon one that broke. Those Ami-Ami boxes are just too strong.
Pretty soon it's just going to be a ninja sword.
Just go...
Remember the epic opening?
Cuts the box in half?
My favorite opening of all time for Brian's vlogs is when Mega Man blasted it open. You kind of pointed it. There's a white flash and it's open. Great.
The unboxing gods were fun too. That was I just toss the shit in the air and it comes back down opened. And that clearly wasn't edited.
Oh, clearly. I also like when he opened it with Wolkaiser. Just like, boom, white flash. Just caused an explosion.
That's my pro editing software, man. iMovie. I mean,
it's not like Bangles where he's sitting there breathing fire and shit. What the fuck's that guy doing with his life?
A lot of cool things.
I know. He's even got a squinky made out of him. Oh, wait, that's Decker. I totally want to buy the Squinky now and draw little sunglasses on it and be like, look, it's my Vangles Squinky.
This is my Vangles.
Squinky, squashy fun. Squinky. That's my baby.
I still need to find this fucking Squinkies.
I was looking at pictures of them on Ranger Board earlier and trying to decide if I want them. I'm like, I don't know, they just look so pathetic in public. They're so tiny. And they come in little hamster balls.
Hamster balls. I've never seen hamster balls.
What the fuck fell over? Oh, fuck it. It was White Blaster Beetleborg. He knocked over Berth. What a jerk.
Oh, dude. This morning, like 3 in the morning, or whatever it was, 5 in the morning, I don't even know. All I know is that I'd gotten up for something, and I came back, and I laid down in bed, and then I just hear crash, 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 and I'm just like, fuck.
Oh, God.
Gitak fell over forwards, taking out Kabuto, who then took out, like, every Kuga from Dragon on forward, and they just all fell forward, most of them off the TV stand. Knocked over Deneb, Fi's Blaster, New Denovega was laying backwards. It was insane. They were all falling over. I stood them... So most of them back up, and then they fell again or something because I hit it. I was trying to put one, like, fix Nibiru to Babado, and I hit Kuga Ultimate, and he took out the Kugas again, and I was like, damn it!
That is his job.
And then...
Off screen.
We were resetting the DVR box the other day, and I just hear a crash, and I don't know who fell first. All I know is that laying down, I have Agito, Grand Form, Flame Form, and the two G3s, and Gills. And then I went to go stand something up, and then I hit it, and Gills fell over again, and then knocked Exceed Gills off the side of the TV stand. So now he's between the wall and the TV stand. He's staying there for a while.
And all his parts are probably falling off.
I know.
I just look at him, and like his spikes just collapse off. Brian's all glued and nice.
Yep.
So I don't know what I'm gonna do with like any of that. Those guys are all still laying down. I just left them there.
You missed the avalanche before. Well, I guess it was before the whole call, but like I tried to set Birth down by my O's stuff, and wasn't it Gamble took out all the O's guys and plunged into my Kiwamis. Like, it was just funny, just the fact that it was Gamble, because he's so big, and he was just like amidst all the Kiwamis knocked over.
Well, he got ADD. He was looking for Mizzou and just jumped.
He saw the little tiny smart brain case that Fize comes with, and he thought it was candy.
And then I woke up the other day to find like Nego laying on his back for some reason. Didn't touch Ichigo or Amazon, but he was laying on his back. It was like he passed out.
He's so drunk.
Still doing his pose though.
Like a boss.
Like a homo.
Oh. For sure, Mo.
Like Brian's mom.
Nego's a homo.
I just looked at the trending topic on Twitter, breakup text, and I just thought of Morgan's dumped.
Dumped.
Okay, I have to tweet this.
Good times, sir.
Boku no namae wa hayabusa-kun.
Hayabusa-kun.
We had to get that in there.
Was it with a T?
For Japanese, Matt. I don't know. I don't remember. I mean, the actual word has no T in it, but I don't know how Morgan spells it.
I feel
it.
Like I'm visual. I'm going to go look it up on YouTube.
That
was a Happy New Year's haul on my Facebook feed from Shukuen Shinobi.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. No?
Please don't be gay.
Your car yodeled? Well, my car yodeled.
Heck yeah. Okay. So is it time for...
I think it is. It's time for final thingies!
Yeah.
And I have a thingy and it's not final.
Shut up.
I'm sorry.
Nothing really too magical.
That's all I always say.
To say here besides the typical feedback and stuff. This episode kind of sucked, but...
So does Brian.
It's okay. It should happen sometimes. So next episode will be better because we actually get to sit here and talk about Frieza Saga and shit.
Yes. We get to talk about how I've seen that saga probably 80 times and they wouldn't stop airing it. And how Frieza and Goku boasted over how strong they were for 80 episodes.
Yep.
And we have actual Toku episodes to talk about next week.
Yep.
Yay.
So we'll be back to the grid.
Still no job grid? For Brian, though.
Oh, fuck yeah, it's Tron. Back to the grid. Where the fuck is Korra? Where'd that bitch go? No.
Too busy being in other movies.
Yeah. And not in house anymore.
Okay.
So, yeah. Leave your feedback in more than one word, please.
Dumped! Okay.
Medic.
Medic.
No. Okay.
No, alright. Jolly good. Jolly good, friends.
Okay. Hello, welcome to our... What? Vagina?
Our what? Our vagina. Hello, and welcome to our vagina.
Hello, welcome to our mint green vagina. I watched that today.
This is a mint green vagina.
Green vagina one.
The new one with the coupon queen?
Yes.
Nice.
I would have bought 40K mixes if someone gave me $20.
Oh, that's great.
Is that even how couponing works?
Apparently they're super... Have you watched Ellen? The super coupons?
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, I got $43 back. I'm like, yep. What's wrong with that dollar?
Brian's an extreme couponer.
Floating.
There was no candy gang today. It was just a smart customer. What was that lady's accent?
It sounds like Miss Cleo.
Oh, she freaked me out.
Anyway.
This is the end of the discussion. Period. Okay. That was the last reference. Until later.
Hello, welcome to our... Hello, welcome to our Season 2, Episode 4... Hawkins 34, not 43.
Damn it.
I'm dyslexic today. I'm sorry.
Oh god, Brian, I ran into the sign.
He's driving while doing the podcast. He just killed a child.
Don't do that. It hurts.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Were you like paragliding and then hit the sign?
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens. Don't do it. It makes you slow down.
Yeah, you hit it and just stop. I was just sitting there in the air. Like,
what are you also going to do? Go through it? It's a sign.
I know. I thought maybe it was like a hologram sign, not like an actual sign.
I thought it was a hologram.
Thought I could go through it.
Too much Yu-Gi-Oh there, buddy.
Sorry. I was trying to be, you know, one of those minor characters that somehow is important.
Even in my flashbacks, I'm a minor character. Poor whatever his name was. I don't remember.
Make
Oberon or something.
Oberon. What the fuck? Oh, Odeon?
Odeon, yeah, there we go.
Oberon? King of the fairies?
that's where I got Oberon from. I was wondering why that was in my brain.
Yeah, he's asleep on the island with the gargoyle legs. Avalon. He's all asleep on Avalon Island. With the princess, the magus, and the gargoyle eggs. They're not eggs anymore, they hatched.
This is what happens to my brain.
This is your brain on acid. It's Brian.
Why do you individually bag each fucking runner? Really?
End. Perfect. Well, that seems dumb. So perfect.
Ryan's taking his pants off. Ryan, can you please take your pants back on?
Take them back on.
Put them back on, please. Stop taking them off.
Ayabusakun. Fuck my life.
Okay.
We didn't have one reference to that the whole episode. It's pleasant.
Fuck my life.
No, Dave was dumb. Yeah, that.
Don't watch the hawk.
So many references going through my head right now.
Dude, I just sang it like a minute and a half ago.
No, in the podcast.
Dude, that was in the podcast.
Was it? Was it in the summary?
I was like, no, like just like towards the end right before Final Thingies.
Oh. I must have tuned it out. Good job, Brain. You tuned it out. Proud of you. See what happens when you eat a balanced breakfast. Damn it, I heard it. Stupid balanced breakfast wore off.
All part of a balanced diet.
Yeah, right. Commercial. I'm just going to eat the cereal. I'm not eating that toast and whatever else on the side. I'm just going to eat the cereal.
Is this the dragon like corn?
I would eat the toast.
Will you eat my toast?
I'll be your toast.
Ooh, kinky. You make me so horny. Why are you making me so horny, Shuken Shinobi?
Because I'm sexy.
I'm dead sexy. Look at titties.
Oh, God. I'm hoping my shit arrives tomorrow. I want this Ami-Ami box.
Did it not even try to get there?
Not as far as I know.
Hot damn. You paid for mine before.
I know.
He's looking at the wall. That's adorable.
I didn't know where to put him, so I was just like, just be mesmerized.
Oh my God, that's fantastic. I love it.
Wait, I saw him, but I really didn't pay attention to him. Let me see.
I think he's actually looking for his child, Small Scraggy.
And then there's Tiny Scraggy just sitting there in the middle of everything, like, whoa.
Come at me, bro.
How did I get up here?
How did I get up?
And how do I get back down? So, Brian, how is Oja and Deno?
Okay, so here's the synopsis on everything.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Rock Bison is sexy and the best figure I'd ever.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Rock Bison's pretty much built by all ball and socket joints.
Okay.
So his articulation's kind of really fucked up, but it works. And that's what counts. So, he's pretty interesting. Oja is basically just the Ryuki mold with Oja design.
So he's awesome, yes.
So, like, no loose joints. The purple looks absolutely gorgeous. And, yeah, everything's pretty good with him. Pretty good.
And Dino?
Honestly, if it wasn't for the fact that Knight and Darkwing just have so much playability, he would easily be a contender for Figure Out of the Year.
Really?
What? You mean Shifody? That's the way I read it. Shifody. He's easier contender for Shifody. Fuck yeah, Shifody.
Because, I mean, just like, because you can put all the masks on his leg or put all the masks on his arm, and then you just have the normal one, and then you have the open dragon mouth. There's just so many different things you can do with it.
I'm wearing a mace on my leg. What now, bitch?
It's like Forza.
Come at me, bro.
I'm wearing a whisk.
I'm wearing a whisk. Plus, I just really like that mold.
Yeah. I can't wait for Sword Form.
It's going to be fun.
I'll be
bro,
excited.
Bro, why didn't they release that first? God, they're a bunch of nubs. I can't afford anything, but I want all these figures anyway. And rant.
Can't afford anything ever.
God, I can't afford this figure that they've given me 10 months in advance. I don't know how I'm going to do it.
Oh, I should probably end the recording.